producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight, everyone. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. Sarah Palin, one of the big stories, saying today that she was going to campaign for Donald Trump in Iowa. Joining us right from the get-go, Justin Duckham from Talk Media News. Justin, I can imagine that in Washington, because around the country it was like a tsunami had hit, as Sarah has spoken. What was the reaction on the Hill to Palin stumping for Trump?
Well, you know, a lot of people were predicting that she was ultimately going to be endorsing Donald Trump. He had sort of teased the day prior that there was going to be a big announcement and a big endorsement coming, but nobody really knew who exactly that was going to be. This, of course, is coming right as we have Donald Trump going really hard against Ted Cruz. There was some speculation that, you know, Palin may sit this one out, considering that Ted Cruz really is sort of a Tea Party favorite right now, somebody who is sort of in line with the ideals that Palin typically speaks to, somebody who has sort of crossover appeal with Sarah Palin. But now it looks like she has made a definitive entry into this race by endorsing Trump, and that certainly is probably going to make waves in Iowa. You know, we obviously have a lot of crossover between people who would vote for Trump and people who would vote for Ted Cruz, and this could very well be something that could tilt what is already a really close race. A local poll or a poll by the Des Moines Register showed last week, you know, Ted Cruz just about 2 points ahead of Donald Trump, and this certainly could be one of the game-changing aspects of this race.
Wow. It's been a crazy week for a whole bunch of different announcements and whatnot, and we did learn that the Supreme Court is going to review the president's immigration amnesty plan. Are you surprised by that?
I'm not necessarily surprised by this. You know, the Obama administration has shown that they have a very flexible and very sort of robust attitude when it comes to the use of executive orders. This is, shown most recently with their, stance on taking an executive approach when it comes to guns. This has also been seen when they've sort of moved forward, with the executive branch as sort of an experimentation realm. We know that they've sort of experimented when it comes to, hiring transgender employees, or dealing with contractors who would bar them, or even, essentially trying to show the benefits of raising the minimum wage by having it apply solely to the executive branch. A lot of these things have certainly been met with a lot of, controversy, a lot of questions. And, you know, frankly, there's been a lot of steps that a lot of previous administrations just haven't taken when it comes to executive action, you know, and there really hasn't been much historical precedent in using, the executive branch to try to move forward with immigration policy. I'm sure a lot of presidents probably would have liked to have done that in the past. So I'm not necessarily surprised to see the Supreme Court deciding to take this up, considering that there are quite a few questions and quite a few legal challenges that are facing the administration at this point.
If you just hopped on, we're speaking with Justin Duckham from Washington, D.C., from Talk Media News. How about Bernie Sanders up 27 points on Hillary Clinton in this newest poll, this New Hampshire poll, I guess actually released by CNN. But the key thing here is first we have Iowa, and then we have New Hampshire. What's going on with the Democrats?
That's a very good question. This is a CNN WMUR poll that was released today, which, as you mentioned, shows a very big divide between Sanders and Clinton right now, with Sanders in the lead in the Granite State, leading by 27 points by 60-33. So this is very big going into New Hampshire. New Hampshire, of course, is where Hillary Clinton won back in 2008. That was something that gave her campaign a brief sort of shot in the arm and kept them relatively afloat after Obama won Iowa. And it looks like a loss here is certainly going to be a pretty major event. But nevertheless, we still see similar polling done on a national scale that shows that Hillary Clinton is holding a commanding at least 20% lead over Bernie Sanders when it comes nationally. But in these early states, it certainly looks like Bernie Sanders is going to be doing a lot better than a lot of people expected, which could certainly spell trouble for her as we move on to Super Tuesday, which is where the campaign is really looking for right now.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. In the meantime, as we kind of bounce around in Washington, has much been made about Michigan and the water there? The Michigan governor saying, "I'll fix the Flint water crisis and the president pledging money, or actually saying, okay, we're going to pump in money so that we can get bottled water out to the people in Flint, and that's already happened. But has there been conversation about that?
The sort of general feeling is, frankly, discussed at this point.
Yes.
This really is sort of a failure of government on every kind of level imaginable,
yes,
with Minneapolis,
yes,
City like this dealing with the situation. As you mentioned, the president has sort of hinted at the notion of invoking the Stafford Act to get this done, something that would essentially allow them to use emergency funds for what really is sort of a man-made disaster at this point. This has become sort of a kicking ball down on 2016 as well, with a good chunk of 2016 candidates really using this as sort of an example of why government doesn't work or why we need additional government oversight or whatnot, depending on what party you may be in. But overall, this is just sort of a story that's been met in Washington with a good deal of shock and disgust, and for very good reason, considering how huge of an oversight this is and how much danger the people of Flint, Michigan have been put in.
Yeah, absolutely. And one last one, the CBO says the federal deficit is going to rise to $544 billion. That's $105 billion over last year. I suppose this is a shortfall. I suppose that a lot, at least for the Republicans, will be made about this to lop it on to the administration. It makes for good campaign rhetoric, right?
It certainly does. We've seen government spending being one of the key issues that Republicans have dealt with for quite some time, particularly when it comes to debt and deficit. This was sort of a key aspect of the 2012 Republican convention, where then they had the debt caucus featured prominently on stage, which was quite fun. So I'm sure this is going to be something that we're going to see a lot of 2016ers, sort of latching onto, this idea that government spending is out of control. Not necessarily anything very new when it comes to that rhetoric, but this certainly is a hefty price tag to stick with.
Yeah, absolutely. Justin Duckham, thanks so much for hanging late with us here on America Tonight. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you so much. You have a good one.
Yeah, you too. Hey, how about this, everybody? And talking to Justin about what's happening in Washington, and we're going to talk more about Sarah Palin. Cruz saying that Senator Cruz saying, I'll always be a big fan of Palin's. You also had this story immediately that caught my eye, and a couple of people actually texted it to me, but the fact that I talked about this, we had somebody on the show that said, what is the one thing that ISIS does so well in recruiting younger disenfranchised people? And one of the things that they do so well is that they ratchet up their hot rhetoric. So the ISIS magazine cheering San Bernardino in Paris, the new issue of Dabiq is what it's called, and talks about, confirms Jihadi John's death and then praises what happened in the horrible massacre in San Bernardino, and of course at the Bataclan and other areas in Paris. If you think in San Bernardino, 14 people died, and specifically the magazine says the two killers proved that they were ready to sacrifice what was dearest to them for the sake of responding to Allah. And the magazine also references the attacks in Paris as the blessed attacks, which killed 130 people and confirmed the death, as I said, of Jihadi John. Wow. The music means it's a good reminder to you to check out Kate on the Road, kateontheroad.com. You could be sporting a new computer. Spread the word that we could be coming to your town soon. Hang with us.
I can't wait to get on the road again.
Do you find it aggravating to wait for your slow flow gravity filter to produce water? Does your system run so slow that it takes an hour or more to get less than a gallon of water? Slow flow gravity water filters often utilize inferior technology that requires four elements to produce less than a gallon of filtered water per hour. Moreover, these elements don't eliminate a broad spectrum of difficult to remove contaminants, such as viruses. Well, there's good news for you. You can upgrade your slow flow system with the power of Black Berkey purification elements. That's because because they're interchangeable with most slow flow systems, and they purify water up to 8 times faster. You could replace 4 of the slow flow elements with a single Black Berkey purification element and double the speed of your system. Upgrade today to Black Berkey purification elements, the fastest and most powerful gravity elements available. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and ask about the specials. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Iowa, you say a lot. Being here tonight, supporting the right man who will allow you to make America great again.
This is the person who I've known for a long time, who I've respected for so long, an incredible husband, an incredible family.
Donald Trump embracing Sarah Palin's endorsement. What do you say in America? Our usuals, Dan in Texas, Grim. How about Johnny B. in Mississippi, always sending me emails? And how about Jake in Austin? How about the rest of you? Dial in these digits, 855-266-5283 or 855-266-KATE. So we're on the election trail, and the hottest topic is absolutely Sarah Palin. You heard what Justin Duckham had to say. The thought is, does this push Cruz out of the way? It is huge, the Sarah Palin blessing for Donald Trump. Is she a kingmaker? I'm not so sure about that. But she definitely has sway with a lot of you listening to this show and all the other shows out there. Sarah Palin is very much a person you either embrace or you hate. Very much like Hillary Clinton. She's polarizing. But polarizing in the Republican Party, she has more people, I think, that are pro-Sarah than anti-Sarah, right? So Donald Trump, reality dude turned politician, endorsed by Sarah, is a big deal. She didn't get it, meaning she didn't get to the White House, but she was the VP pick for the Republicans in 2008, and that started her on her trail of being more well-known than when she was the governor of Alaska, certainly. And, you know, the one thing she showed, which makes it obvious I think in a sense that she would endorse Donald Trump is that she was plain speaking. So kind of a precursor to Trump, I would say. I mean, that's a great way to put it. Kind of in a different way, but kind of a precursor to Trump, not a Politico type, although she was a governor of Alaska. And Trump, you heard, said he was honored. And he's always said she's a friend, a high quality person. I have respect, all that kind of stuff. So Palin hopping on the Trump train Tuesday at a campaign event in Ames in central Iowa, the first state in the nation, of course, to vote for the Republican and Dems nominees in just 2 weeks. Can you believe it? 2 weeks. And Trump is in a tight contest with Senator Ted Cruz from Texas, trying to get the Iowa Republicans who lean conservative and evangelical Christians compromise a major voting block. So she is the prize in a way. Definitely. And so how much will that pay off? I think it can pay off big time. I don't know that it completely pushes him over the top or not, but it definitely doesn't hurt. Let's put it that way. It's not going to hurt him. It would have been the same thing with Cruz. And that's why Cruz came out, and I told you what Cruz said, that he said, hey, Sarah's still cool with me and that whole thing. I mean, what's he really going to say? Really. In the meantime, what's interesting, and I'm going to throw this out there, because we saw that Sanders is leading Hillary by 27 points in New Hampshire in the CNN poll. What would losing Iowa be like for Hillary Clinton? The worst scenario possible, because if Hillary Clinton loses Iowa or loses New Hampshire, or she loses Iowa, and then she goes into New Hampshire with him having the big edge. Not good, because you're 13 days away from the Iowa caucuses. And that's tight. Sanders is definitely closing in on Clinton and definitely has a big lead in New Hampshire, so that would be two down. I mean, he spent a ton of money on TV ads in Iowa and New Hampshire. And he spent more time in Iowa, 51 days. She spent 39 days. And that's a big state. It's a big state when you're going from town to town to town to try to rock the momentum, which is a great way to put it, because that's exactly, what he's trying to do. And certainly Donald Trump, same thing, as fast as possible. Dan in Texas, here he is. He gets to comment on Sarah Palin endorsing Trump. What do you think? Palin says, go Trump, go.
Game over.
Yeah, game over for right. Game, you're right.
Game
in
over
Iowa.
Game over for Cruz. Game over for everybody. This is just the beginning of the endorsements that Trump's going to get. He's going to get endorsements all the way from New York into Pennsylvania. I swear it's going to be like a landslide. He's going to take the caucus in New Hampshire next, and then Wipeout City. From there on, it's going to be blah, 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 just Trump, 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 Trump. And now as for the Democrats, Bernie better not touch anything with his hands. The ricin is a deadly poison, causes a heart attack in 48 hours. You can't detect it. I know how to make it, but I'm not going to mention how to do that. But this is a deadly, deadly, deadly powder that all you got to do is just come in contact with it, and 48 hours later, you're dead. At his age, nobody's going to suspect it. It's hard to trace, and so you don't want to touch anything. No doorknobs, no utensils, nothing.
Because you think they're trying to poison him, the Democrats, to get him out of the way.
I think Bernie's going to drop dead. Hillary's got to do something about Bernie. And, of course, we've got our good friend, Uncle Joe and Barack Obama, who is not going to give up power in any way, shape, or form. This is all a dog and pony show. Hillary's going down with the investigation. They've got 150 FBI agents investigating her. There's already rumbles of an absolute rebellion in the FBI and starting in the State Department. And you know what I'm talking about, Kate.
I do know what you're talking about. I mean, they're, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. And there's conversation, but let's see where the conversation goes. Because you can't, you know, it's like whack-a-mole. When you talk to people in D.C., I'm telling you, I have some good connections. You talk to people in D.C., and it is like whack-a-mole. Nobody wants to completely go on the record and say, I mean, plenty of pundits will, but nobody that's in the eye of the storm is going to say. And I think part of it is because they're afraid. They want to make sure they have enough to nail her if that's going to happen.
It's going to happen. Why do you think she's so kissing up to Brocky? She wants to keep him off her back, and he's got the hammer. And he's going to spike through the whack-a-mole, and her is the mole. listen, baby, I know you got other people on the line that's going to want to get in, so I'm going to let you go. I love you, and I'll talk to you all later.
All right, Dan, thanks. So, good point. Dan made an excellent point. This is the beginning of the endorsements, and this is endorsement season as well. So how much do endorsements sway people? I mean, there's a good question for you. Do you care if your favorite celebrity says they like Donald Trump versus Cruz or somebody else who's running? But when someone like Sarah Palin, that's a little bit different than a celebrity, I think. Of course, you know, you have the duck peeps, and that makes a difference. You think of people who are super conservative, like a Chuck Norris and others that Schwarzenegger, others that could come out in favor of Trump or in favor of one of the other candidates. And I don't know that that translates into millions of votes or hundreds of votes, or I'm not sure, but it's certainly... It doesn't hurt to have endorsements. And who are the key endorsements that they'll be looking for, especially the Republicans? Who are the key endorsements? That's the thing to think about. Absolutely. Hey, and I got to mention this at the top. Coming up, we're going to do the mailbag, and we can count, and you can always throw in your 2 cents. We'll weave it in. 855-266-5283. But kudos to Jamie Foxx, who rescued a man from a burning truck. This pickup truck crashed, and he saw it, and he was there. It happened on Monday night in front of his house. So what happened was he went out and helped him. He went out and pulled him out. You know, he said, as he was getting out, I guess the guy in the truck said, "You got to help me get out because I don't want to have to leave you." And he said, "You've got angels around you," and they dragged him out of the pickup. How about that? Good for Jamie Foxx. Sweet. Hang with us. Jump over the fence with us. Meet you on the other side.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Rick Ossick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
So right, mate. Don't let the distance grow. You'll fight, mate. In deep philosophy, you're right.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Coming up, we got the mailbag thingy that we're going to do. Just want to mention a couple of quick hits for you. What's happening on the ground, in other words, around this planet that is making things rumble, shall we say. I think still there's a lot of conversation over Glenn Frey's death at the age of 67 on the heels of David Bowie's death. I mentioned what was going on politically speaking. Sarah Palin, lots of buzz over Palin endorsing Trump. Big, big news a couple of weeks in front of the Iowa caucuses, which should be interesting, and then New Hampshire because it's primary season. So the sights are set high, and endorsements can make a difference if the person has a little bit of juice, for sure. On that note, let's turn to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Max. Kate, I've heard you talk about the Northeast. I think you've lived in a lot of places in the country, but I believe you grew up in the Northeast. Did you ever experience a blizzard when you were in Philadelphia? The winter storm they are predicting is frightening. They're saying that pretty much 95 will be shut down. Look for ice and snow and maybe even 12 inches in New York and even Boston, they're saying that. So if the weather forecasters are correct. It is absolutely shovel time. Yeah, I know that that's happening because, of course, I have family that live in the Northeast, and that's all I'm hearing from everyone I know, that if you go to the hardware stores or Home Depot or Lowe's or any of those places, there's like a run on shovels and heaters. People are buying up heaters because then your heat might all of a sudden, what do they say? My heat might crap out on me. Well, that's not good. And sleds. How many people listening to me had a flexible flyer? Oh, I had a flexible flyer. I can still see that sled. Oh, greatest time of my life on that flexible flyer. Shoved in the corner of the shed. Well worn. I mean, I loved it. I didn't want to get anything new. I loved the flexible flyer. I was more not a lay on your stomach kind of chick. I was a more jump on and sit up. I liked sitting up, and usually somebody would push off. My brother would push me and then sometimes jump on the back of it or whatever. But it's definitely flexible flyer time. They're talking about 50 million people will be affected by the snow, so thanks for that memory. Nice winter storm. Stay in, especially if it happens Friday. That's all I got to say. Next one comes to us from Nate. Boy, we have a lot of Nathans running around. This is new, I believe. I don't remember Nate from before. Bernie Sanders, he's my man. Kate, I don't care what any right-wing stuffy birds say that come on your show that just whine and complain. Bernie Sanders is the dude, and they're going to be sorry that they're not voting for him. He'll win without their vote. He's right for America. If you're filthy rich, why do you care anyway? Because you have plenty of money. It doesn't matter. If you're starving or a starving artist like me, you care because we cannot make it into the 1% simply by wishing it. Does that make sense? It absolutely makes sense. And from your point of view, saying that you think Sanders, with health care and other initiatives, will help people who don't have money versus the 1% who many feel get too many ridiculous tax breaks to count. All right. I like, though, how you attack the people on the show. That is not the way to endear yourself. But left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, doesn't matter. I like people who have opinions. Even if I don't agree with all their opinions, or even if I agree with some of them, or wherever it may be. This one from Craig. Kate, don't know if you are aware of this, but Glenn Frey passed away, big member of the Eagles band. I am so sad, and I just found out because I had been away. Thanks for that heads up, but yes, I did know. I put it on Facebook. If you go to Facebook or Twitter, you can friend me and you'll see it. And we talked about it on the show. I think of Hotel California. I think of Glenn Frey. I mean, I just love that song, Hotel California. Still, even today, it's epic. And he had a lot of epic songs. Lion Eyes would make the list. Take It Easy would make people's list. You know, you're going late 70s here. But songs that are played over and over again. One of Those Nights, that would probably make people's lists, I would think. Desperado. I'm just thinking of Eagles songs, and there's so many. When you really sit and think about it, you say, oh, yeah, I remember that song. Yeah, I remember that song, too. Sure. So it is a shock. I don't know. You'd think, and maybe this is just perspective. I just feel as though when I was a kid, I had great grandparents that lived forever. I mean, they were basically Methuselahs running around. My great grandmother Charlotte, she lived to be 100. The great grandmother I was named after, Kate Wilson, she lived to be in her 90s. And when I hear someone's 67, I think, ooh, 67 just seems young to me. But, you know, with our food, with the soil not as good as it was back in their day, with some of what's going on in our world compared to what their world was like, maybe there's something to that. You know, maybe there's something to the conversations we've had with so many people on America Tonight, you know? All right, let's move on to another one. This one from Bobby. Kate, I keep listening to your show. I really like it. I have to tell you, though, if I had won the Powerball jackpot that was like a gazillion dollars, I probably wouldn't have listened to your show anymore because I would have moved far away and been cut off from everything and everybody. Money can't buy you happiness, but it sure can buy you a lot of pleasure. You know what? It's funny you say that. I got a Powerball ticket, and of course I had like one number, whatever it was. I use it as a bookmark now, because I still read regular books, and I wrote on it, still working. Still working. I mean, this doesn't feel like work. We love this, but still working. But there's other aspects of this job that are different. So, and all of you, because you don't have the time. That's what it is, more than anything else. Okay, how about this one from Alan? Kate, I know you are a sports fan. Did you hear about Iron Mike Sharp and the fact that he died? I wondered if you had ever interviewed him or you know much about him. It's funny that you say that. I did interview Iron Mike. If for people who don't know, he's a former wrestler, WWE wrestler. And I interviewed him on a sports show that I was doing, and he was really funny. And this guy, that's why we had him on, because he just was funny with us. And he was a guy who was around forever. I mean, he was around. He became a superstar as part of some of those Monday Night Raw episodes. And you can go back, of course, very far with him. And he might have been underrated in a way, but if you watched him, he really was good, and he really knew how to set people up. And I guess that was kind of his role, was he was more the setup guy than anything else. But if you go back and look at old tape of him, it's pretty good stuff, definitely. So yes, thank you for pointing that out. But I did know that Sharp died. Iron Mike Sharp. Moving on to another one. Kate, Sarah Palin endorsing Donald Trump makes me want to gag. Sorry for a lot of your listeners. I still like you, Kate, but some of the listeners, come on now. Sarah Palin, dumb as a box of rocks. She can see Russia from her window, I bet. I can see China from mine. How about you? Sarah Palin's endorsement means diddly. Oh, I disagree. Her endorsement does mean something to the party, to Trump. Because Iowa, think about the evangelicals, the people that are there that he wants to capture, and she is adored by a lot of people, especially in some of those pockets, some of those areas. Iowa, I guarantee, would be one of them. So her endorsement is worth it for Trump from that perspective. She could pull a lot of the votes away from Cruz by saying that it was Trump that she's there pushing for him. She's there campaigning. So that's a win-win situation for Donald Trump. Now for like Bernie Sanders, that would be like a death wish. I mean, of course, but In the Republican Party and with Iowa coming up, absolutely. I mean, you got to look at the state, you got to look at the makeup, you got to look at the voting block, who were the voters, and that gives you your answer for sure. By the numbers, baby, we're doing the We Can Count thing next.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Stopping this edition of We Can Count. We can count how many ways you can use chocolate. How about chocolate on French fries? Do you know McDonald's is testing their classic French fries, drizzling them with chocolate and then calling them McChew potato? So you can have your fries with two types of chocolate sauces, chocolate with the very dark flavor chocolate and white milk chocolate. Oh, it just, you know what? It looks really wild to see these. I am looking and I will describe to you, remember the skinny fries, right? The McDonald's fries. And then you have white squiggly lines throughout them and then black squiggly lines. So, it's that salt combining with chocolate. You'd be surprised how it can taste. So, you know, they're experimenting. How much chocolate can you put on French fries? When they're doing that at the corporation, you wonder how that will be embraced. I wonder what the franchisees think, because there are thousands, I mean thousands, as you know, McDonald's franchises. So how about that? All right, speaking of food, the Sonic Drive-In restaurants, because now everybody's competing, is offering 50-cent grilled cheese sandwiches. Wow, 50 cents for a grilled cheese sandwich? Do you know, I've never been to this Sonic deal, but 50 cents seems pretty cheap to me. Cheese is expensive. What kind of cheese are they giving you? And I guess they're just, I mean, this was just one of their things to do. They did it at the end of December, and they're talking about bringing it back. A 50 cent grilled cheese sandwich, I'm just saying, for what it's worth. I don't know. Chocolate fries, grilled cheese sandwiches. It just sounds like that's not sticking to my resolution. So, I don't know about the rest of you. Somewhere you got to split the baby. Somewhere you got to say, I give. I can't do it. I just can't. It's like when they ask for dessert. I can't even remember the last time I had dessert. You know, when you go to a restaurant, you say, do you want the dessert? Can you see the dessert menu? I'm always wondering, how many people are taking you up on that dessert menu thing? Donald Trump was very happy to take the endorsement of Sarah Palin. A new Reuters rolling poll shows Trump at 33.5%. Senator Ted Cruz, 16.2%. Bush, Jeb, that would be, 11.4%. Ben Carson, 11%. And so it goes from there. So Trump still holding an enormous lead. That's pretty enormous, I have to say. 35, 37, anywhere in that ballpark, and you are doing pretty good. Pretty good. All right, this one's going to make you not real happy. Doesn't matter what you label yourself. 500,000 people overstayed their U.S. visas in 2015. Are you shocked by that? This was a government report that was just released telling us these wonderful statistics. And that means people visiting the U.S. through programs failed to leave and have stayed in the country without legal status. 90% of those who remain in the country illegally, is what they're saying, are supposed to be or believed to be present, at least through the end of the year. That's what the Department of Homeland Security says. And it doesn't include other major visa programs like the F-1 student visa, the multiple H and LL, foreign workers visas, and, you know, the list goes on. But overstaying, you're welcome. That makes it at like 1.17% because of what's happening in the world. Ooh, when you hear anything about visas like that, that's not good. A number of countries with ties to terrorism had significant numbers of nationals still in the U.S. accounted for by the federal government. 1,400 from Pakistan, 681 from Iraq, 564 from Iran, 440 from Syria, 219 from Yemen. Well, you get the idea. That's what we're talking about. Now, Jeff Sessions, Republican from Alabama, not liking this at all. And he's expected to question witnesses on why the Obama administration has not enforced immigration laws by removing visa overstayers or implemented the tracking system. This is the senator from Alabama. And, you know, he does have a point. So we know this is a problem and it can be a crisis. This has to be something that's worked on because we've talked about this in this country for a long time. It's nothing new. It's not something that just popped into our radar screens and is on our eyes right now. It's something that we've been dealing with for a long time. So it's unacceptable not to have a better percentage rate, even though that seems pretty low, because you're talking about the amount of people. It's still not good. Not good at all. How about this? Getting too little sleep during the week can increase some risk factors for diabetes, but sleeping late on the weekends might help improve that picture a little bit. Ooh, thank goodness. They did some research, a sleep experiment with 19 healthy young guys, found out just 4 nights of sleep deprivation were linked to changes in their blood, suggesting their bodies weren't handling sugar as well as usual. But when they got the extra sleep for the next 2 nights, levels returned to normal. counterfeiting the effect of the short-term sleep deprivation. So I guess it does give us hope. If you have extended hours during the week and then you get a chance to sleep in during the weekend, that's probably okay. The woman who did this study, Jocelyn Broussard of the University of Colorado Butler, says, University of Colorado Butler, I want to say that's Boulder, so I bet you that's got to be Boulder, says that they found, they did a couple of experiments. On one occasion, volunteers were permitted just 4.5 hours of rest for 4 nights, then 2 evenings of extended sleep, so that was like over 9 hours. And on another occasion, the same guys were allowed to sleep 8.5 hours for 4 nights. Ugh. After sleeping 4, that probably felt like they were on a cruise, like they were on vacation. So maybe catching up on sleep, at least according to this study, can actually reduce the average, and that whole sleep deprivation thing can turn around for you. It seems like that's not plausible, because I think it's like hibernating, but only hibernating temporarily. Okay, so for 6 days you get no sleep, and on the 7th day she slept forever. Up, back to normal, if only. I think the best policy, if you can do it, is at least 6 hours sleep a night. 7 or 8 would be even way better. 7 straight hours, 8 hours of sleep to bounce back. But, I mean, if you can't get it, you can't get it. A lot of people sleep in cycles. It's pretty telling, actually. Kids, no kids, circumstances of when they're working. Yeah. I'm going to leave you with this one for the numbers thing. Imagine a woman lives near you. She has 1,100 cats. Bless her heart. She has rescued all those kitties from the inevitable death. So 67-year-old Linnea Lantinzo lives on a trailer on a 6-acre property, allows the cats to run freely through her 5-bedroom place. She started fostering cats in 92 and acquired 96 by the end of the year, successfully rehoming them. So to her credit, she tries to rehome them. Today she runs Cat House on the Kings, which is a California's largest no-cage, no-kill sanctuary for feral and abandoned cats. All right, so there you go. So she added some space. Seems more realistic, I suppose. Ooh, it's still a lot of cats. Oh, if you saw the just picture a woman in the middle of a room, and cats are everywhere. I'm just saying. Thanks for listening.
Was I just
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.